Chapter 13, Self-Transcendence, read by 9-time Olympic gold medalist and United Nations Goodwill Ambassador, Shuddhahota Carl Lewis.
Self-Transcendence. There is only one dream that will always be perfect in our lifetime, and that is the dream of self-transcendence. Song of constant progress. Each time we reach a goal, that goal is our perfection. Each time we move forward, upward or inward, that is called perfection. So progress is always perfection. When we start our journey, the first step forward is our goal. As soon as we reach this goal, we achieve perfection. But today's goal, today's perfection, is tomorrow's starting point. And tomorrow's goal becomes a starting point for the day after tomorrow. Continuous progress is perfection. Self-transcendence is the song of constant inner and outer progress. A child's perfection might come the moment he can crawl. For some time, he cannot crawl, and he only lies in his bed. But the moment he starts crawling, his mother says, "Oh, now my child knows how to crawl. He is perfect." Then, the same child learns to stand up and often stumbles, and his mother says, "My child could not even crawl before, and now he is standing up." In her eyes, he has now achieved another kind of perfection. The child eventually starts walking, then marching, then running. There is no end, and his constant progress is perfection. Transcendence is perfection. Perfection is transcendence. When we transcend our capacities, immediately we get an inner joy, an inner thrill, which is another name for perfection. My perfection, your perfection. My sense of perfection need not and cannot be the same as your sense of perfection. Everyone has to define perfection according to his receptivity, according to his realization of truth. One thing that everyone agrees upon is that he has to make progress. According to me, perfection is constant progress, which is always transcending itself. Otherwise, if I say that this is perfection, you will say no, something else is perfection. There will be no end to our dispute. My perfection need not be your perfection, but my self-transcendence will always give me satisfaction. And your self-transcendence will always give you satisfaction. Where there is continuous satisfaction, glowing satisfaction, illuminating satisfaction, we have to know that that is perfection. Perfection is in the satisfaction that glows and grows inside our hearts. Self-transcendence is the only thing a human being needs in order to be truly happy. Go farther beyond. In this world, we are happy only when we make progress. What we want is satisfaction. If we are satisfied with what we have right now, and we do not want to go forward, then we will not be happy. When you did not know how to play the piano, let us say, your goal, which was your idea of perfection, was just to strike the proper notes, and you were exceedingly glad when you knew how to do that. After a few years, your idea of perfection was knowing how to play a few pieces properly. Then your idea of perfection was to play some great masterpiece on the piano, and so on. Perfection is like that. When you achieve something, that is perfection. Then you see the deficiency of what you have achieved, and you go farther beyond. Today's goal may be to get a high school diploma, and if we get it, that is our satisfaction and perfection. Tomorrow we will think of a university degree, and that will be our satisfaction and perfection. Then, after getting our university degree, we will see that we are still not satisfied, because we know that infinite wisdom abides in God's universe. At that time, when we look at ourselves or dive deep within, we will see how helpless and hopeless we are in terms of achieving infinite wisdom. We will try to cultivate more wisdom so that we can achieve real satisfaction. Self-transcendence means self-expansion in every way. Pilgrimage to the sun. To make faster progress, try to think of the sun and think of yourself as a pilgrim who is either running or flying towards the sun. Or you can imagine a sun inside you that is extremely, extremely beautiful, infinitely more beautiful and more powerful than the outer sun. Feel that as a pilgrim, you are running as fast as possible. The faster you are running, the more beauty, the more power, the more light, the more affection, the more love, and the more fondness you are seeing in the inner sun. The faster you are running towards the sun, the more its own divine qualities are increasing, and at the same time, they are beckoning you. The inner sun has all these divine qualities: love, affection, sweetness, fondness, and concern. If you can see yourself as a pilgrim running towards the sun, you'll be able to make the fastest progress. Success day, I like. Progress sun, I love. Conquering complacency. You have self-complacency only when you do not want to transcend yourself. Let us say that you want to run a marathon, 26 miles. When you have completed the race, you feel that you have done enough. Indeed, to run a marathon is not a joke, and there you may want to stop. But if you really want to transcend yourself, then you have to feel that there is no limit to your effort and to God's grace. Self-complacency means the end of the journey, whereas self-transcendence means the continuation of the journey. If we believe in our own self-transcendence task, then there can be no unreachable goal. Competition, disappointment, progress, happiness. We have to know that there is a great difference between competition and progress. When we want to compete with others, by hook or by crook, we may try to win. We may only be thinking of how we can defeat others. But when we are competing with ourselves, we know that we have to purify our inner existence in order to improve. Ours is a philosophy of self-transcendence. I happen to be an athlete. Let us say I have reached a certain standard and I'm very proud of myself. But the moment I look around, I will see that somebody else can defeat me easily. If we enter into the realm of competition and try to defeat the whole world, we will be doomed to disappointment. Perhaps this moment we will stand first, but the next moment there will be somebody else to defeat us. So in the world of competition, there is no peace. Always there is somebody who is better. But if we try to compete only with ourselves and continually improve our own standard, then we are always happy. Competition is good, provided it is the competition of self-transcendence and not the competition of ego demonstration. Fighting or transcending. Here is a difference between competition and progress. When is it a matter of self-transcendence? We have to depend on our inner purity, inner love, vastness, and oneness with the rest of the world. We try to develop universal goodwill, whereas while competing with others, we may not have those feelings. At that time, we may see others as rivals. It can be as if we're fighting with enemies when we are competing, but when we are trying to transcend ourselves, we cannot fight with ourselves. In a spiritual life also, we are always trying to transcend and go beyond. If today I do 20 things wrong, then tomorrow I'll try to do only 19 things wrong. I will constantly try to improve myself, and in this way, I will get a tremendous sense of satisfaction. I'm not competing with anybody other than myself. This is how I can feel that I'm arriving at perfection. Each new day beckons you to walk on the road of self-transcendence. Tomorrow's starting point. Do you want to make progress? If so, then take each problem not as a challenging rival, but as an encouraging friend of yours who is helping you to arrive at your ultimate destination. Problems do not indicate our incapacity, inadequacy, or insufficiency. Problems indicate our conscious need for self-transcendence in the inner world and our conscious need for self-perfection in the outer world. At every moment, we have to be satisfied with the present. But inside our satisfaction, we should always be aiming at a higher goal. Life's ladder has quite a few rungs. After we step on the first rung, if we have confidence enough, then we can step up to a higher rung and move from joy to greater joy. But if we are dissatisfied with where we are, then there is a possibility that the higher rungs also will not give us satisfaction. We must be satisfied with what we have, and at the same time, we must feel that this is not the highest, the ultimate achievement. Today's goal can never be the ultimate goal. Today's goal has to be tomorrow's starting point, and tomorrow's goal has to be the starting point for the day after tomorrow. Our philosophy is progress, and our self-transcendence is our tremendous joy. Never give up. Self-transcendence brings us the message of happiness. Self-transcendence gives us joy in boundless measure. We compete only with our previous achievements. And each time we surpass our previous achievements, we get joy. Every day when morning dawns, we should feel that we have something new to accomplish. We should feel that today is the continuation of yesterday's journey. We should not take it as a totally new beginning. And tomorrow, we should feel we have traveled still another mile. Not to give up under any circumstances should be the motto of our life. We shall try again and again, and we are bound to succeed. There will be obstacles, but we have to defy them. So do not give up. Do not give up. Continue. Continue. The goal is ahead of you. If you do not give up, you're bound to reach your destined goal. The word impossible is only in the mind and not in the heart. If we can remain in the heart, there will be no end to our progress.